Hello, my name's Jess. I'm the communications manager for Cornwall Blind Association. We're here today for our AGM and for our volunteer celebration event. We hope to get all our volunteers engaged with what we do here at Cornwall Blind Association, visiting the different stands, finding out all about our Stride for Sight event, meeting the trustees, and generally having a really good time with a great dinner thrown in as well.
Hello, I'm Charles Whitehead. I'm the acting director and I'm also the treasurer of Cornwall Blind Association, and I've worked here for, well, nearly 7 years now. My role is to run the organisation, and I'm also responsible, obviously, for the finances of the organisation. The year 2009-10 has been an interesting and an exciting year for Cornwall Blind Association. We've opened up our three remote offices in West Cornwall, Penwith, and in East Cornwall, and in North Cornwall. And we've started up a whole range of activities there that enable visually impaired people to live as normal a life as possible, I suppose. We've been able to do this because of a grant from the National Lottery, and we're extraordinarily grateful to them for the help that they're giving us. In North Cornwall, we've got an active chess club. We have a poetry reading session every year, and that's taking place in December, and we're looking at doing sculpture classes for people. In East Cornwall, people go fishing, we've got a pop group, there's an active bowls club, and there's an active art group, and the same in West Cornwall, where we've also got an active art group, and people do bowls, and we've also carried out cookery classes and swimming lessons there for people. So that's one of the advantages that the lottery funding has brought us, but we still continue to support people in many other ways. We have a very good low vision clinic that we run, that Julie runs. We've got access technology with Rod Keat. We've got talking support. We've got our benefits advisor, Ruth Broad. Talking support, incidentally, is run by Chris Luff. We've got our fundraising team who are helping to make all this possible by bringing in the funds that we so urgently need to keep keep things going. And many of the things that we do are done by our volunteers, and that's the reason we're here today at Eden, is to celebrate the terrific work that our volunteers do for us, and you'll hear more about that in a moment. But both the staff and the clients and the volunteers here are enjoying the celebration that we're doing, because it's a special way to say thank you, and I want to say thank you to them all, because they help make life possible for visually impaired people.
I'm Bernard Lee. I'm a volunteer for the Cornwall Blind Association. Some of the activities I get up to are: I'm the treasurer of the computer club, I'm captain of the Helston Shooting Club, I do took support, I go out and give talks, and I actually teach cooking when we've got funding to do the course. The talk support, I think, is the best thing that the Cornwall Blind does, because these are the vulnerable people who may not get out to the clubs, and they've got somebody to speak to, and you get to know them quite well. The shooting club is very enjoyable. The computing opens a completely new world, and when you become a member of the Cornwall Blind Association, you get a completely new family. The support I've got from the Cornwall Blind Association in the 5 years I've had my sight problem has been tremendous.
Hello, my name's Celine Elliott. I'm the Barefoot Games project lead. I run a project at Eden working with 16 to 25 year olds, finding places for them to showcase whatever they're passionate about through the medium of volunteering. I'm here today just to speak a little bit about the inspirational stories of individual volunteers, but really to give a bigger thank you and the wider picture of volunteering as a whole. Most organisations of any particular side, particularly charitable ones, simply can't complete all the tasks they want to undertake, and certainly not to the standard they need them to be, without the enthusiasm of the volunteers. And without recognising and inspiring those volunteers, it can't continue.
Jackie Southern, fundraising manager. On March the 19th next year, we're inviting everybody to get involved in our Stride for Sight sponsored walk. This is a real first for Cornwall Blind Association. We've never had an event as big as this. We're asking for about 300 people to get involved so we can raise £25,000. Now, that sounds like a big amount for Cornwall Blind Association, but other charities do it, and I actually don't see why we can't do it either. the key to reaching that target is going to be involving the local community. And we're asking all our members and all our volunteers to help us to get out to the community and get them to engage with us and come and join us on the day. It's coast to coast across the county from Portreath to Deveron. It's a total of 11 miles, but we're saying to people, you know, just do what you're able to do. It doesn't have to be the whole 11 miles. The key is, you know, do what you want to do, really. We're also joined by the Olympic gold medalist, Ed Coode, and his family, who are walking, launching the event and walking it themselves. And they have been touched by sight loss themselves, so they're asking people to get involved as well. We have a dedicated website for this event where you can sign up. It's www.strideforsightcornwall.org, or you can contact us on our telephone number direct to the fundraising team, which is 01872 266 712.
Many more people than we expected. I'm a member of the association. I've had an interview with one of your eye specialists, and there's nothing much wrong. But it's interesting to see all these people and see how they get over their difficulty.
The speeches, the warm feeling, the place, the Eden Project is wonderful for this. Thank you to them and to the Cornwall Blind. I'm a member, and it's been a great help to me, Cornwall Blind.
What about yourself? What do you think?
I'm Jenny. I'm a volunteer. I help out at Penzance twice a week, helping with phone messages, referring them to the eye specialists, showing them equipment. And on Tuesday afternoons, at the moment, I'm at reception in Truro, and I'm also on fundraising, and I do a lot nearly every day. In fact, I'm busier now retired than I was working. I love it.
And what about today? What have you thought of today?
Oh, today's been wonderful. Meeting different ones we don't always meet, because when you're in a certain area, you don't see so many, and it's lovely getting the faces and knowing who they are. And we took them on holiday just nearly a fortnight ago to Weston-super-Mare for a week, some of them, and they really enjoyed that as well. So, yeah, I love it. I love it.
My name's Terry Rosnow, and I'm the chair lady of the Cornwall Blind Association. Today we've been here, we've held our annual general meeting here at the Eden Project, which is an absolute first for us. And I just think it just shows that we are getting bigger, that we are getting more professional, that we are listening to what our members and what people want. And I think that actually holding it here today sets that new platform that we are becoming a much more professional, more organised charity.
And how important is it to have that professional outlook?
Extremely important. There are so many charities out there, all these good causes, and at the end of the day, we have to make ourselves noticed. You know, we are a charity. We do rely on people giving us donations to actually achieve the goals that we set.
So looking forward to the coming year, what do you envisage?
I think it's probably going to be a bit difficult. It's still an economical downturn, and I think that we have seen that impact within the charity over this last year. But I think that we're getting out there more fundraising. We've now got more fundraising community groups. We've got different people now going off and having coffee mornings, and you know, which in turn is raising our profile. We're getting more airtime on the radio and TV and newspapers. And this is just constantly building, you know, our profile, which makes us a bigger and better charity to be able to provide these services.
Now, for people listening to this who might think that money is easy to come by for any charity, just tell them what your outlook on that is, and you know, possibly they might want to provide some funds themselves.
Funding is very hard, and there is a lot of people out there that are constantly competing for the funding. I mean, we was very fortunate that we did have a big lottery input there, but obviously, as Charles said earlier on, you know, that will come to cease in a couple of years, and it's constantly trying to be reinventive, trying to think of new ways that these funders will actually think, oh yeah, and actually buy into it and actually want to give funding. So the more people out there, you know, anything, whether they think it's small or big, anything that anybody can do, you know, it's all money in the pot, and it all helps. just think today is just, I'm absolutely buzzing with excitement. I think it's one of the most exciting and biggest things that we've done as a charity. And to see the amount of members that have actually joined us today, celebrating volunteers, because again, we wouldn't do a third of what we do if it wasn't for volunteers. So I just think it's just really, really exciting. And I think it's a great day for the Cornwall Blind Association.